Grace and peace be unto you from God our Father, and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for this morning's Reformation meditation and application to our daily faith life is found recorded in the Gospel of John, chapter 8, verses 31 to 36. Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." They answered him, "We are Abraham's descendants, and have never been in bondage to anyone. How can you say you will be made free?" Jesus answered them, "Most assuredly I say to you, whoever commits sin is a slave of sin, and a slave does not abide in the house forever, but a son abides forever. Therefore, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed." So far, sermon text. In Christ Jesus, who is the Word, who leads us to real truth, dear fellow redeemed. Jesus loves me. Grace alone. It is the undeserved love of God's Son for us sinners. This I know. Faith alone. That's the heart knowledge that the Holy Spirit has worked in our hearts. But the Bible tells me so. Scripture alone. Only through God's Word can the Holy Spirit work in your hearts and mine to create faith in Jesus as our Lord and Savior. What simpler gospel message can there be? A simple message that sets us free, gives us truth, and also makes one a disciple in Jesus. Well, even though Martin Luther, while living in Germany, was a free man, and even though he was very intelligent and wise, and even though he was a disciple of the church, prior to his study of the Word of God, he was not free. He did not know the truth. And he was not a real disciple. He was enslaved by his sins. Luther didn't know the truth that would set him free. As an obedient disciple of the church, he believed that he could save himself. That's what he was taught. He didn't know Jesus as a loving Savior who had died upon the cross and rose again from the dead to assure him of full and free forgiveness. It was the Word alone that filled his heart with this knowledge of God's truth that set him free. Through the Word, he learned that salvation is alone, by grace alone, through faith alone, and centered in Christ Jesus alone. And it's that same Word that has worked upon your hearts and mine that has led you and me to believe in Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. And that's what the Word is that Jesus is speaking about in our sermon text this morning. Sola Scriptura, Scripture alone. And Jesus says, "Remain in my Word." Sometime back in one of our sermons, I asked this question: what do you think is the major outlet that forms the spiritual, moral, intellectual, and emotional philosophies of most people in the world today? Is it the church? How about the home? School? School is pretty influential. I still believe it's the media. Television shows, news broadcasts, songs, movies, magazines, books, newspapers, we absorb them every single day of our lives. They promote the culture which produces them, and that culture is humanism. Man is the measure of all things. If you had a question, go to man for the answer. There is no God. Our media dictates much of what our culture believes and how they live. It has become the overriding influence in most people's lives today. And that's why it's so important to have Scripture alone as the one source that influences your faith and your life. Jesus said in our text, if you abide in my word, not if you abide in man's teachings or human philosophies or human science. He didn't say if you abide in scientific theories, media beliefs and opinions. He didn't even say if you abide in church traditions. He said if you abide in my word. The word of Christ and truth is one and the same thing, because Jesus is the word made flesh. And so Jesus is speaking to the disciples around him, and he says, if you abide in, that means to remain and to hold to my word, then you're my disciples indeed. Then you're truly my disciples. The essence of discipleship is remaining in, abiding to, adhering to, holding to God's word, Jesus' truth, relying upon Jesus as Lord and Savior. And to abide in Jesus, then, that means that we will be knowledgeable of the truth. So what is truth? Well, Pilate asked that question 2,000 years ago. And for the last 6,000 years, people have been asking that question too. And for the majority of them, they've come up empty. The only source for truth, of course, is God's word. The truth we find in the word of God tells us who God is, what we are, how we all got here, where we're all going. The truth of God's word says that God is a spirit. He's all-knowing, all-powerful, present everywhere. He's holy and righteous and hates sin. The truth tells us that we are created beings, not evolutionary things, but created beings by God. We're dead in sin by conception. And we are totally incapable of saving ourselves. The truth of God's word says that God is a loving God who sent his Son into this world to take our place, both by keeping the law of God perfectly for us and then by paying the punishment and guilt for all of our sins by his death upon the cross and resurrection back from the grave. The truth of God says that God condemns sin. He hates sin, but has saved the sinner. The truth of God says that God sent his Holy Spirit to work through the law, to convict us all of our sins, and through the gospel, to create faith in our hearts to believe in Jesus as Lord and Savior. That's the truth. The truth that comes only from the Word. And that truth is only known by believers in Jesus Christ. Well, unfortunately, some of the Jews that were standing nearby Jesus and heard what he was saying were offended by his words. They objected. Slaves? Us? How can you say that? And so they responded, we are Abraham's descendants and have never been in bondage to anyone. And I guess they forgot the 400 years of slavery in Egypt. And then he said, how can you say you'll be made free? They felt they were in this unique situation where they had relationship with God because they were Abraham's children. They knew the true God, Jehovah. They had the word. They were heirs of the covenant of Abraham. They weren't slaves. What did Jesus say to them? Most assuredly I say to you, whoever commits sin is a slave of sin. And a slave does not abide in the house forever, but a son abides forever. Therefore, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed. Jesus is speaking about every single one of you here this morning, and me too. By conception, we're all slaves of sin. Enslaved to sin from the moment we were conceived. Our original sin condemns us all. We are by nature slaves to our passions, our lusts, our emotions, our feelings. We disobey God because our heart is evil. Evil by nature. And by nature we can do nothing else. What a condemnatory statement God makes about you and about me. But that condemnatory statement is true. And it's to lead us to reject ourselves. Repent of our sins. And look to the gospel truth that says Jesus has come to give us freedom. Jesus has come to take our place. He has come to live that life we couldn't, and to pay for the guilt and punishment of every single sinner so that we're free from sin, its bondage, its condemnation. When we're brought by the Holy Spirit to know this, to repent of our sins and believe in Jesus Christ, we're not only set free from sin's punishment and death, but from the power and dominion that sin has over us. And that's real freedom. Real freedom comes from knowing that we now, through the power of the Holy Spirit, can do what God wants us to do. We can come to hear His Word with hearts attentive to His Word. We can live for Jesus Christ by serving others and loving God as we should. We'll want to love Him and serve Him. True spiritual freedom to live as God wants us to live. Martin Luther learned that freedom too after many, many years of being bound with the law, bound to his sins. When he read the Word of God and studied the Word of God, he had the freedom of knowing that Jesus loves him. In fact, he said that when he was brought to faith in Jesus Christ and was converted, he said, "Here I felt that I was altogether born anew and had entered paradise itself through open gates." He was declared not guilty of all those terrible, terrible sins that burdened him for so long. Luther learned this only from the Word. He had been taught that he was a child of God. He was a son of God by his membership in the church. He was a son of God by his becoming a monk. He was a son of God by his words and by his actions and his deeds. But thankfully, he was led to realize his enslavement to sin by the proclamation of the law, and then his freedom by the good news of Jesus Christ, to affirm his sonship and his freedom alone through Jesus' life, death, and resurrection. So are you a child of God? Are you a disciple of Jesus Christ? Have you been led to genuine truth, repentance of your sins, faith in Jesus Christ, and you have real freedom? It's not because you're a member of Peace of Christ. Not because you're a Lutheran or a member of the Church of the Lutheran Confession. It's not by any of your works, your prayers, your offerings, or your coming to hear God's Word, or your attendance. It's alone through faith in Christ Jesus. He set us free. It's the Word alone, Scripture alone, sola scriptura, that leads us to see in Jesus our Savior and our freedom. That Word creates faith in our hearts because of its power to live according to His Word. The Lord tells us the gospel is the power of God for salvation for everyone who believes. Amen. The peace of God which passes all understanding will keep your hearts and minds centered in our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.